Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
If I tell my son, I want to have some quality time with him. I am not going to go sit down with him and talk about, I want to buy you a toy, I want to get you a shoe, I want to get you a... No, because that's understood that I will take care of his needs. If he wants to have a quality conversation with me, his quality conversation will be, I want a toy, I want a shoe, I want this, I want that. That's for him quality. His quality time with me is not my quality time with him. So your maturity is seen when you approach the presence of God. When you approach the presence of God. Your request to him is a display of your level of maturity. So, when you come to the presence of God, God does not need to tell you about your financial breakthrough. Allow God to deal with the other areas of your life. Isn't that what the Bible says? Because he says that he takes care of the lily of the valley. He takes care of the sparrows of the field. How much more this God who clothes them knows what you need. Yet, when we go to God, what have we said? Lord, job. God, promotion Monday. What does it tell us, tell about us? What does it say? That means we're very shallow. Very shallow. Yeah, we're very basic when it comes to the presence of God. Very basic. So God now has to deal with us in that level. So why was Jesus saying when you go to a city, don't carry anything? Is it because that's the way he wants us to function? No, he wants you to know that even if you don't have something, he will be your providence. That's it. It was just a training time, 3 months of training. He said, okay, next 3 months, I want you to do ministry with no money. And then after the 3 months, he said, okay, now pick your wallet and pick your sword. Because training is over. Okay? So don't turn your season of suffering into a permanent theology. It's a season. It's a season. Child of God, it's a season. Don't turn it into a permanent theology. It is a season. That is why you hear Paul say, I have known what it is to be in lack and in abundance. That means he experienced lack, sure, but then he didn't stay there. He went into abundance. Abundance. What is the meaning of abundance? To having more than enough. So how come you're holding on to the first part? Look at Paul, he's been through lack. Yeah, but after that he said, I've been through abundance. May you have abundance. Something about season is that the way a season is designed is not to remain forever. A season is not designed to. The reason why you can call something a season is that by clockwork you can tell. Come March, we are entering into spring. You can't tell me that you've reached April and you're still in winter. You are now in May and you still say, oh, but I'm in a very difficult season. You're in June and you're still in winter. July, you're in winter. That means this is no more a season. Something has become permanent in your life. So children of God, stop saying, oh, I'm in a season. How come your season is 18 years? That's not a season. If it is a season, it should have had a full stop. The very fact that it didn't have a full stop and it is still continuing in your life is a proof that this is not a season. It must be broken. If something was a season, you just need to last long enough. If it was a season, you just need to do some Shikababa prayer and just stay and just stand and that I shall not be moved and just stay and live it out. But now, 3 months are over. It's not over. 4th month, it is not over. That means it's no more a season. It has become a pattern that the enemy has established in your life. That is when it has to be interrupted and say, I am not in a season. I am in a bondage. It has to be broken in the name of Jesus. So stop saying it's a season and just put up with it. No. That is not God's heart. God wants you to exit everything that you are stuck in. Anything that has become permanent in your life. We exit you in the name of Jesus. So I want to finish with this. 2 days ago, I was watching a lot of people come here every evening and just pray. And I said, I need to teach about this so that when they come to pray, they'll be able to effectively pray. So when you come to the presence of God, how do you effectively pray? Effectively pray. How do you effectively pray? Don't make prayer about prayer requests. Don't make prayer about prayer requests. Let your prayer be prayed from His heart. Don't make prayer about prayer requests. Pray from His heart. When you go to the presence of God, you have to pay attention and ask and try to sense what is important to God. What conversation does He wants to have with me? This intelligent being, what kind of intelligence is He expecting from me in conversing with Him? Because I want to talk about toys, but He wants to talk about greatness. So change the topic of your prayer. Change the topics of your prayer. So if He is now as a supreme being talking to you, what conversation that excites Him? What are the conversations that excites Him? One more time. If He is talking to you as a supreme being, you have to then ask, what are the conversations that excites Him? I want to hold such conversations. That is the prayer that is the most efficient one. So the time was the evidence of their spirituality. And then I found out that all the time didn't bear as much as fruit that it was supposed to have borne because of the lack of the quality in the conversation they had with God. So you can have 10 hours of prayer and it bear no fruit. That's scary. Quality versus quantity. Quality versus, it is not about how long, it is not about how loud, but it is about how deep. One more time. Prayer is not about how long, how loud, but it is about how deep you go with God. So last night, I asked someone, I said, how is your prayer? I said, I'm praying hard, but I'm trying to focus. I'm not able to focus. I'm striving, I'm praying hard. I said, no. I said, stop doing that. I said, I want you to go to the altar and just hug it like a little child and just say, Lord, I'm not able to pray, but I'm here because I really love you. 3 seconds, you will start having results. 3 seconds. And yet you were 20 minutes, you're like, da, 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 nothing was happening. 3 seconds. Suddenly, the conversation becomes quality. God is looking for deep. Don't forget that Bartimaeus screamed and shouted, and Jesus just ignored him. So it wasn't the volume. It wasn't in the intensity. And yet there was a lady that was just passing by, just touched the hem of his garment. And poof, the power of God flew through him. The power of God flowed into her.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivedNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.